Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 10th. On yesterday's newscast, we heard our first part of an interview with Senator Kerry Donovan. Senator Donovan represents Colorado Senate District 5, which includes pieces of Chaffee, Delta, Eagle, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Lake, and Pitkin counties. The Democrat from Vail is the chair of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee and is the Senate Majority Whip. Donovan just finished her fifth legislative session at the State House. Donovan took time to talk with KVNF News by phone on Wednesday to discuss some of the bills she sponsored during this year's legislative session. Yesterday, we heard about the reinsurance program and bills to protect water on the Western Slope. Today, we asked Senator Donovan to talk about House Bill 1207, which clarifies rules and regulations for drivers on the I-70 corridor during winter travel.
This bill should ensure less closures and hopefully just more general safety in that I-70 heavily traveled corridor from around Golden to Dostero, you can roughly say. And what the bill says, it says if you're a passenger vehicle and you're going to drive through these high mountain passes where weather can change on a dime, that you need to always be prepared for winter conditions. So you need to have chains or you need to have snow tires. These rules have been in place for other people that travel that corridor, some of our drivers and commercial vehicles. So it only seems fair that our passenger vehicles need to adhere to those same standards. And for those of us that drive those passes frequently, we know how treacherous and serious of driving that is. And so this is an important educational opportunity to educate folks of what they could encounter up there. It's not just your normal interstate through a normal section of the country. This is one of the more difficult driving conditions in the entire country, and people need to be ready to travel that safely.
The past two legislative sessions were vastly different, one being the last of Governor John Hickenlooper's administration, while this year was the first session under Governor Jared Polis. This past session was also the first year the state capitol was riding the so-called blue wave, with the House, Senate, and Governor's Mansion all controlled by Democrats.
I mean, every session has certainly had its own personality. This has been my fifth session. I would say I've kept the same approach, and that is really focusing on issues for my district. That's why you saw me run bills on broadband, on health care, on climate change, on rural economic development, and then really specific laws like working with the hard cider industry to exempt them from some fees that weren't exactly beneficial for them. So, you know, I keep myself laser focused on the communities in Senate District 5. But of course, I'm one of 100 lawmakers that all get to introduce bills. So this year, there were other bills that came to the forefront, you know, that I had to wade in and make some decisions on. But I spent the majority of my time and my priorities working for the people of Senate District 5.
In March, KVNF's Local Motion reported on a proposal to perform seismic surveying for oil and gas potential near Paonia. Here is Jody Peterson with an update on the proposal's recent approval.
On May 6th, the U.S. Forest Service approved three seismic surveying projects in the North Fork Valley, northeast of the town of Paonia. Gunnison Energy is planning to use vibroseismic buggies and shot holes for the seismic surveying. The buggies are large trucks that send low-frequency vibrations into the ground, while the shot holes will consist of small explosions of dynamite about 30 feet underground. The seismic waves created by both methods will bounce off underground rock formations and help the company determine where oil and gas deposits might be located. Local conservation groups had asked the Forest Service to perform an environmental assessment of the seismic project, meaning that the agency would complete a detailed study of all potential impacts. But Levi Broyles, Paonia District Ranger, approved the seismic mapping operations under what's called a categorical exclusion, which allows less analysis for certain types of actions that aren't considered to have major impacts. His office received more than 800 public comments on the projects. According to the Forest Service's analysis of the seismic mapping projects, no live trees will be cut, no new roads will be built, and no permanent facilities will be constructed. The project will not have any impact on threatened or endangered wildlife, such as the Canada lynx and Colorado River cutthroat trout. Nor is it expected to harm recreation, archaeological sites, or Native American cultural sites. The Forest Service did put several conditions on the approval that are meant to prevent or lessen potential negative effects. For example, it specifies setback distances from water wells, irrigation ditches, power lines, buildings, and reservoirs. Some of the conditions were added after Broyles' office received public comments about specific concerns. The three projects cover about 52,000 acres, most of which is public land. Some of that land is in designated roadless areas in national forests. In those places, helicopters will be used to move crews and equipment. The seismic projects will begin July 1st and last 40 to 60 days. They have also been approved by Delta and Gunnison counties. If Gunnison Energy discovers natural gas or oil deposits through this seismic mapping, it will then have to apply for state and federal permits to extract them. That's a separate process. This decision does not approve any hydraulic fracturing or fracking, nor does it approve any drilling. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
And next, in a follow-up to a story we've been following here on the newscast, now that a ballot measure decriminalizing so-called magic mushrooms has been passed in the city of Denver, the next step is understanding what this means for law enforcement. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Esther Honig reports.
Mushrooms have not been legalized. They're still considered a Schedule I drug. The initiative does make adults 21 or older who are in possession of the fungi or are growing it for personal use a low priority for Denver police. In fact, the city will not be allowed to use any resources to enforce criminal penalties in these cases. Federal agents, however, like the DEA, are not beholden to this new rule. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock opposed this measure, but must now establish a review panel by the end of December. By March of next year, that panel will have established a criteria for Denver law enforcement, at which point the initiative will take effect.
That was Esther Honig reporting. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.